I am Antonino Brusa. I am the Director of Human Resources of UNRWA. As of 28 October, Saturday, most contact was lost with the UNRWA teams in the Gaza Strip, including in the area offices. We have a very limited one line of communications with the UNRWA director, who is currently in Rafah, south of the Gaza Strip. Last night was reportedly the worst and most intensive Israeli forces bombardment on the Gaza Strip. UNRWA is the largest humanitarian actor in the Gaza Strip. It has been there for more than 7 decades, helping Palestinian refugees. However, the needs on the ground go far beyond just Palestinian refugees. UNRWA works to provide assistance to people who need it most, wherever they are across the Gaza Strip. The breaks in communications are making our work, especially in response to needs of more than 600,000 displaced people, extremely challenging. At least 53 UNRWA colleagues are confirmed casualties, which is more than the entire death toll of colleagues during the 10 years of the Syrian war. They are mothers and fathers, teachers, gynecologists, doctors. We have lost so far 53 colleagues and are just terrified that the number might have increased given the heavy bombardments overnight. The UN continues to engage in dialogue with the Israeli authorities through the regular channels. Fuel, however, remains the most urgent commodity for trucks to receive and distribute aid, bakeries, hospitals, water desalination. UNRWA has rationed to the maximum its use of fuel to enable it to stretch its last remaining supply for another day or two. If we do not get an urgent shipment of fuel, UNRWA will have to make a very tough decision to significantly reduce its operation and, in some places, to totally bring them to a halt. 10 out of the 50 bakeries that UNRWA supports have been bombed. UNRWA has been distributing wheat flour to those bakeries. Because we have been doing this, we managed to reduce the price of a bag of bread to half. In cooperation with the World Food Program, bread from these bakeries is distributed to the UNRWA shelters, 150, where more than 600,000 displaced people have sought shelter. Due to lack of fuel supplies, this support to bakeries is likely to stop, as we are not able to have fuel in the cars to drive the flour to the bakeries, nor give them fuel. The distribution of bread is also likely to stop. This is why UNRWA is asking for an urgent delivery of fuel into the Gaza Strip, noting that none of the convoys sent to Gaza with 70 plus trucks had any fuel on them. I wish to highlight that since 21st October, 6 convoys went into Gaza, a total of 84 trucks of humanitarian assistance. Prior to the 21st of October, no humanitarian assistance, including food, had come into Gaza for 2 whole weeks. No fuel was on board these convoys. No convoy entered the Gaza Strip on the 24th and 28th October. UNRWA receives the humanitarian convoys on the Gaza side, providing logistics and storage support. UNRWA also continues to call for a full lift of the siege and for humanitarian access to be safe, unimpeded, continuous, and regular. People in Gaza need 160,000 liters of fuel per day. This also covers UNRWA operations, medical facilities, including hospitals, bakeries, and water stations. The number of internally displaced people has now increased to 600,000, in 150 UNRWA facilities. This is 4 times more than what had UNRWA originally planned as part of its crisis response before the war started. The shelters are overcrowded. They lack privacy and sanitation. For example, in the Rafah logistics base, where more than 8,000 people have sought shelter, 400 people are sharing one toilet. Displaced people live in unsanitary conditions due to overcrowding and lack of clean water. This poses serious risk for public health and the spread of diseases. Displaced people brought very little with them and have very little to sustain themselves, if anything. They all depend on the aid that they get, as little as it is. UNRWA is the largest humanitarian actor in the Gaza Strip. It has been there for more than 7 decades, helping Palestinian refugees. However, the needs on the ground go far beyond just Palestinian refugees. UNRWA works to provide assistance to people who need it most, wherever they are across the Gaza Strip. UNRWA sadly confirms that 53 colleagues have been killed during the war in the Gaza Strip. Half of them were teachers. No place is safe in Gaza. Hospitals, schools, places of worship, people's homes, shops, and sources of livelihoods have all come under attack. The priorities now are: 1. Lift the siege on Gaza and allow safe, uninterrupted and regular humanitarian access to deliver assistance to people in need, wherever they are across the Gaza Strip. 2. Allow the urgent deliveries of fuel to the Gaza Strip, critical for UNRWA operations, bakeries, water stations, and medical facilities. 3. Reach a humanitarian ceasefire to spare more lives from being lost. Protect civilians everywhere, civilian infrastructure, and UN facilities. As of today, there are about 1.5 million people displaced in Gaza, and nearly 630,000 of those are in UNRWA shelters. Most of the shelters are at least at 2.5 times their capacity. There are still about 300,000 to 400,000 people left in the north, and we need to be able to deliver assistance to wherever the people who are in need are living. The civilians in Gaza have paid a tremendous price, with over 1 million displaced, neighborhoods destroyed, and thousands of casualties. The longer this war will go on, the deeper the divides are going to be, and the more polarization we are going to have. This will further push away from peace and stability in the region, with regional and global consequences.